Morning show. Back to the issue of getting the masks. They'll become more prominent over the next while. Of course, there's money involved in making them, sourcing the material, getting them out to people, that sort of thing. And Greystones photographer Eva Blake is currently fundraising for East Coast mask makers by doing home portrait. What does she mean? And we'll also hear as well from Sinead O'Riordan from East Coast Mask Makers. Eva, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you're a photographer of note, of course, in Greystones. So what's your plan?
Okay. So hi, everybody, and thanks so much for having me on. Eva Blake is my name. I'm actually based in Kilmechanic. I work as a personal brand photographer. And just during lockdown, I really wanted to support a local charity who was doing great work, East Coast Mask Makers. They obviously recognised the difficulties of PPE and decided to start this initiative. So an initiative happening all around the world is the Front Door Photo Project, where photographers have decided to go out within their radius. Mine obviously is in the Kilmechanic and Askerry area, and take nice relaxed family portraits of people at a social distance on their front door. So as we know, lots of families have had many milestones through this time. It's been a very long time. So it was really nice to mark this moment in history for some of those families. And they have kindly donated money to the cause through the GoFundMe link to get their portraits.
Fabulous. And you turn up and you let them know you're on the way, etc. And there's communication phone or whatever.
Yeah.
And they come out and you help them position themselves, and everybody gets set to have their portrait done for this moment in time.
Yeah. We spent Saturday, I met about 9 families in my local area, and some of them, the children were due to have their communion that day. So it's a really nice opportunity for them to get dressed. We met Isabel, who was due to have her communion. She put on her full outfit, and all of her family put on their clothes that they were due to wear on the day. And they got some beautiful family portraits on the front doorstep. And so that was a really nice thing to do. I also met baby Evie, who was born at the very beginning of lockdown. So she's 7 weeks now at home and hasn't met any of her extended family yet. So also wouldn't have had the chance to get her newborn photography shoot. So a few nice family pictures on the doorstep will go a long way to help them remember this time.
And it was a gorgeous day on Saturday for all those photos anyway.
It was glorious.
Yeah, wasn't it? Sinead O'Riordan from East Coast Mask Makers. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Eva.
Hi, Sinead.
So here we go. I mean, there's economics involved in the masks, and here's a helping hand. Tell us, for people who don't know the great work you do, just explain.
So basically, we are a non-profit company that was founded back in, time is going by so quickly at this stage, I don't know what day or where we have it, but it was founded at the start of April. And our goal really is to provide as many homemade cloth masks for free to our vulnerable people within our community. And our community has suddenly spread to the whole of Ireland now, so we're providing masks for as many people as we can. We also collaborate with some other mask makers and mask making initiatives in Ireland. So if we can't provide for a certain area, then we contact those other mask making groups out there. So it's been a wonderful collaborative experience, and fantastic that Eva came on to collaborate with us also. And we really need those much needed funds because every mask costs a bit to make, and by the time you source the fabric and elastic and even post it out to those in need, those costs start to add up, you know.
Very good. Well, it's a helping hand indeed. Eva, you'd normally be coming into a season of nice, picturesque weddings in beautiful areas, not just in Kilmac and Wicklow, but other areas too. So it's a nice way to be doing something. But how are you managing for your economics?
Absolutely. I mostly do personal branding photography, so I'm working with business owners to help them create imagery of themselves where they are the centre of their brand. And luckily for small businesses, there's some good supports out there, one of them being the Trading Online Voucher. So I have lots of small businesses getting in touch and eager to create photography for new websites, because they're being supported to put their business online. So I have so many projects in the pipeline, but so difficult to actually go out and execute them and meet my new clients. So many people I'm hoping to work with very soon, and we're doing our planning and as much as we possibly can at this moment in time. But fingers crossed.
So how do people get in touch with you, and then how do they make a donation to Sinead's venture there?
Well, I have a website, evablake.ie, but I'm active on social media, Eva Blake Photo. I have the link to East Coast Mask Makers GoFundMe page on my social media. And also, obviously, Sinead will let you know, they have their own Facebook page where you can easily find the GoFundMe link.
Great. And Sinead, that is?
Yeah, so if people just put in, if they Google East Coast Mask Makers GoFundMe, they'll get it straight away. Or we can be also contacted at eastcoastmaskmakers@gmail.com. And we also have a website, eastcoastmaskmakers.app. And it's an app that allows you to request the masks that you need or volunteer your services to us.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well done to both of you. And I'm sure the portraits are great. Great, great idea, Eva.
Thank you.
Well done to you.
Thank you so much.
Take care now, Eva and Sinead. Bye-bye. It's The Morning Show at East Coast.